And away we go. Hour number two this morning here, the day after the big day, working on this big 15 minutes of sleep I had last night. But what an exciting night it was. And again, we took calls up to the break there. If you want to know anything about a particular election, give me a call. I can look it up here. I do have that information privy and at my fingertips at this particular point, 740-383-9944. Or if you have a comment on the election yesterday, call in. Or if you have a comment on our election coverage, I just cannot say enough about the election coverage that was done last night. The people, and what I was saying before we went to break there was, so many people go to electronic media now. You get your results from the Board of Elections website. Well, what you don't get is what we provided here last night. We gave conjecture, there was some opinion, but what we gave that nobody else was able to give last night, in my opinion, was, what's the mood like at Democratic headquarters? What's the mood like at Republican headquarters? What's the mood like at the Board of Elections? What's going on? And the interviews, as I said, Ann Schertzer, Mayor Schertzer's wife, Mayor Schertzer coming in at the end of the night in studio, Kelly Carr, Kevin Norris, Robert Landon, the list goes on and on of people who were on, and I know I'm forgetting some. And it was all done by the people who were providing that coverage. Mike Wilson, Sean Kraft, Terry Tackett, Glenn Coble, and Linda Sims. What a tremendous group they were last night. And I hope you enjoyed the coverage because of that. So, on that note, if you have any election rumblings or thoughts you'd like to share, give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or if you have any thoughts on the coverage last night, let us know. Would love to hear what you thought about it. Would you like to hear more things like that, as we did last night, where we got a team of people together and did a broadcast? 740-383-9944. Or do you have a comment on this whole Robert Landon situation? Now, we had people call in last night who I don't think were... I think they were not angry with Robert. I think they were maybe angry with other people. And then we have people now who maybe are angry with Robert. I don't know. I know that he has won the election. That's the way it goes. The voters have spoken. But did the voters know what was going on? That becomes the big question. And is it that big a deal what he did? I guess a court of law will decide that. But is it really that big a deal? Is it that I don't know. I don't know how people feel about that. Was it a big deal? Is it a big deal? Is the charges that were levied against him yesterday, distributing phony sample ballots and impersonating the Board of Elections, is that important to you? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. It's hard to tell. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. But to get away from politics for a second, I do want to talk about the Neighborhood Supper free meal. That's the second Tuesday of each month, 5:15 p.m. Trinity Baptist Church, located at 244 South Main Street in the rear entrance. November the 12th, December the 10th, January the 14th, February the 11th, March the 10th, April the 14th. This is when this will all happen. The second Tuesday of each month, free meal, Neighborhood Supper, Trinity Baptist Church, 244 South Main Street, enter in the rear, 5:15 is the time for those events. And that's very worthwhile and important. Now, we can go back to our trivia questions now that we've been through the ringer on the elections. Did anybody go to the polls yesterday and find anything interesting? Was it fascinating out there at the polls yesterday? I thought it was. I thought the lower voter turnout was very interesting. I wonder what caused that. Does anybody have any idea why the voter turnout was lower yesterday than it was back in 2015, the last time we had a mayoral election? Can anybody kind of conjecture as to why that was? what the reasoning behind that was, I don't know. I thought a lot of early voting had happened, and maybe that would prop up everything. But I don't know. Give me a call. 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you. Okay. Now, where do we go from here? Our trivia questions. Now, we've had some of these for quite a while now. Maybe we'll get some answered this morning. Dunkin' Donuts sells 30 cups of coffee every second. I'm going to give you these answers because we did not get the answers to these last week. Dunkin' Donuts sells 30 cups of coffee every second, and there are 106 types of donuts that Dunkin' sells in the United States. So can you imagine that? 106 types of donuts that Dunkin' Donuts sells in the United States, and 30 cups of coffee every second. Now, this harkens back to something that I said before. I do not understand, for the life of me, why Dunkin' Donuts coffee is so popular. Does anybody know? I see people buying this in the store all the time. I see people getting it for their Keurig machines. I don't know. What is it about Dunkin' Donuts coffee? I am not a coffee drinker, so I don't know. I don't even know if I've had Dunkin' Donuts coffee. And if I had it, I don't know what I would be comparing it to, because I'm not a coffee drinker, and I wouldn't know why it was good as opposed to other coffees. Now, is there anybody out there who buys those little Dunkin' Donuts Keurigs or buys the Dunkin' Donuts? I notice we sell a lot of Dunkin' Donuts creamer as well. What is it about Dunkin' Donuts coffee? And here's maybe a more important question. What makes a good cup of coffee? Does anybody know what makes a good cup of coffee? I mean, obviously you want it hot. But what is it about a good cup of coffee? I just am not a coffee drinker. So I cannot really expound on this. The coffee I've drinking in my life, I didn't find all that fantastic. So maybe I just haven't had the right cup. But to you, what makes a good cup of coffee? What is it about that coffee? Does it have to be rich? Does that mean you have to put more coffee in the mix, less water? Is it the milk that people put in it? I notice less people are doing that now. Do you think this whole cappuccino craze, this frozen mocha latte stuff that you can get everywhere now, is passing coffee by? I know there's a line around Starbucks every morning. And what are people getting at Starbucks? Because I don't go there, just because I'm not a coffee drinker. So to have 75,000 different types of coffee does not really appeal to me. But what is it about the Starbucks coffee? What are people ordering there? Are they getting those frappuccino, mochaccino, cappuccino, I don't know what these things are called. Is that what they're going for so much that McDonald's had to start selling these things, which I see a lot of people getting those? Is plain old coffee not good enough anymore? Remember, coffee used to be a bottomless cup. You could pay a dollar and fill up all day long. What makes a good cup of coffee? Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And is these chinos, are they really coffee? We want to know about that. Now, here's our actual trivia questions for the day, if I can get to them here. Let's see. Okay. What do we have? Oh, we were just talking about breakfast foods. Breakfast foods and their slogans. Now, we didn't do very well with this last week, but let's give it a try today. What breakfast food has the slogan, "Full of surprises"? What breakfast food is that? The slogan is "Full of surprises." Now, here's another one for you. A bowl a day keeps the bullies away. A bowl a day keeps the bullies away. What breakfast cereal is that? The simpler, the better. Does anybody know what breakfast food that is? Here's another one. It tastes like a chocolate milkshake. What breakfast food is that? the best to you each morning. What breakfast food is that? And I'll give you one more. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. What breakfast cereal is that? Now remember, these are all slogans to breakfast cereals. And you can pick any one. You don't have to get them all right. You can pick any of these breakfast cereals and give me a call and tell me which one is the one you're guessing at. And I'll give you a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo, which are good through the first of the year. Or if you just want to answer the question, you can do that as well. So here you go. Once again, what do we have? Full, here are the slogans. I'm going to run through them again. Full of surprises. Does anybody know what that is? A bowl a day keeps the bullies away. The simpler, the better. It tastes like a chocolate milkshake. The best to you each morning. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Those are all breakfast food slogans. Does anybody know what those breakfast foods are? This stumped a lot of people last week, and I couldn't believe it. But maybe it's going to stump you again. Does anybody know what slogans those are for? What breakfast foods? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 27 and a half minutes past the hour on this Wednesday morning. I about forgot which day of the week it was there. That's how tired I am this morning. All right, I think I'm getting an answer here on the coffee. I drink a double chocolatey chip frappe from Starbucks. It's cream-based, so no coffee. But there are frappes and cappuccinos that have coffee in them. All right, so this person is drinking a chocolatey chip frappe from Starbucks, which has no coffee. Now, you can't call that coffee if there's no coffee, can you? A chocolatey chip frappe? What does frappe mean? Does frappe mean coffee? Because I hope not, because there's no coffee in that deal. A chocolatey chip frappe. Can you imagine something like that in the morning? See, that would get your day started right, because I'm guessing there's a lot of sugar in a double chocolatey chip frappe. Now, what's a double? Does that mean they really load up on the chocolate chips? They just take the whole bag of chocolate chips and they say, forget it, this person wants a double, I'm dumping the whole bag in. Is that what happens? I don't know. See, I am totally blind on all this because, as I said, I don't go to Starbucks. I don't know. I've never even had one of the coffees from McDonald's. I know people think these things are the best thing since sliced bread. Have you ever thought about that saying? Why is it that? The best thing since sliced bread. Was sliced bread such a great invention? Didn't somebody just cut a loaf of bread? It's like that man on the moon saying, anytime something doesn't go right, it's always, we can put a man on the moon, but we can't make a comb that makes your hair lay right. It's always something like that. I don't know if it was a good idea to put men on the moon, because now it's become this saying that goes on and on and on and on. All right. Does anybody know what makes a good cup of coffee? Does anybody know why Dunkin' Donuts coffee is different from other coffees? That's a question on the table this morning. Also talking about these breakfast foods. Does anybody know what breakfast foods these are slogans for? Full of surprises. A bowl a day keeps the bullies away. The simpler, the better. It tastes like a chocolate milkshake. The best to you each morning. And today is the first day of the rest of your life. Does anybody know what slogans those are for? What breakfast foods those are slogans for? 740-383-9944. We can give you tickets to the Columbus Zoo, which are good through the first of the year, which would take you through the zoo lights or maybe just a trip in November to the Columbus Zoo. 740-383-9944. Or if you have any questions in regard to the election last night, or any questions in regard to our election coverage, or anything else, give us a call, 31 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Certainly was an interesting day, to be sure. But we all came through on the other side. We'll live another year. And then next year, holy moly, it'll be a presidential year. And that'll be a whole nother can of worms. But such is life, I guess, as they say. I cannot believe nobody knows these slogans. Full of surprises, a bowl a day keeps the bullies away, the simpler the better, it tastes like a chocolate milkshake, the best to you each morning, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Any guesses? 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you. Was trying to think of a topic this morning about things in older Marion. And the one thing about older Marion that fascinates me to a certain extent, because we are downtown now, is the buildings that are downtown. What were they? How did they become what they became? Things like that. I find it highly fascinating. I don't know if you do or not. Go ahead, caller.
Bullies Away deal, is that Applejack's?
Now wait, which one was that?
A Bowl a Day Keeps the Bullies Away.
Oh, yes.
Applejack's?
A Bowl a Day Keeps the Bullies Away is Applejack's. You have got it right. I had never heard that. Had you heard that?
Right. No, I haven't.
No. I don't even understand it. Now why would a bowl of Applejack's keep the bullies away?
Maybe they just don't like apples with cereal.
I don't know. Maybe a little false advertisement there, but it worked for him. Well, hey, did you think anything of the elections last night?
I followed it pretty close, but, you know, I didn't have too many surprises, so I guess I just go with what fell out.
Just another night.
Yeah.
Hey, well, thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, that is correct. I'm glad we got that answer. A Bowl a Day Keeps the Bullies Away was Applejack's. Now, I'm trying to remember. Okay, Applejack's is the one in the green box. Isn't that right? Applejack's is the one in the green box, and it looks like Cheerios, but it's kind of pink. Isn't that Applejack's? I think it is. I used to, not because they look similar, but the names. I used to get confused with Applejack's and Alphabet's. Do they still sell Alphabet's? Used to look like the letters. The cereal was in letters. I used to like that Alphabet cereal. I have not thought about Alphabet's in a long time. I can't tell you the last time I saw Alphabet's in the store. Do they still sell those? Alphabet's? I don't know. If they do, it's been a long, long time. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. I'd be interested to know if they still sell Alphabet's. I just don't get a lot of cereal, so I have not seen that one for a while. All right. The other breakfast foods that we have the slogans for, we're looking for the breakfast food here this morning. Full of surprises. Does anybody know what full of surprises, what breakfast food that is? The simpler, the better. The simpler, the better. It tastes like a chocolate milkshake. Does anybody know what that is? The best to you each morning. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Does anybody know what breakfast foods those are? Some of them sound like mantras that people would say in the morning. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. The best to you each morning. It tastes like a chocolate milkshake. The simpler, the better. Full of surprises. 740-383-9944. We're talking breakfast food here. Does anybody know what breakfast foods those are the slogans for? 740-383-9944. We've got tickets to the Columbus Zoo, or if you'd just like to call in and let us know the answer, show that you know, we'd like to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Now, as I was talking about downtown Marion, I'm always fascinated when I drive down through here and I see some of the older buildings. I'm always wondering what they were and why they were built and where the busy part of downtown Marion was. Does anybody know where the really busy area was? Because we've got a lot of streets down here. We've got Center, we've got Church Street, we've got a lot of the side streets. Where was the really busy part of downtown? What would you say was the busiest store? Where were people going in yesteryear? Because I've never really heard people talk about that. I'm not sure what was the go-to store. Does anybody know where that was downtown? The go-to store, the go-to area? I don't really know. Was it a restaurant that people went and ate at? Was that the go-to spot? Was it a place where people bought their clothes? Was it a place maybe people went and shopped for Christmas? Was it a grocery store? And that's a question, too. With this new grocery store being built up the road here at the old cigar store, where were the grocery stores downtown? Because I think a lot of them originated in downtown Marion. Does anybody remember what grocery stores we had in downtown Marion and where they were? Because I think we had some big grocery stores in downtown Marion at one point. Now, I do remember that on the corner of Greenwood and Center, the building now that, what's in that building down there on the corner of Greenwood and Center? They've turned it into kind of like a little bit of a mini mart. I think there's a place where they can cut your hair and some other places in it. But that used to be a grocery store. Now, I remember when that was Sack and Save. Now, I think Sack and Save was the last grocery store in that store. Do people know where I'm talking? Right after Center Street becomes one way, after the turnstile down there, it's across the street from what used to be Alt's Driving School. By the way, what happened to Alt's Driving School? Did it completely go out of business? Is it still around? I went to Alt's Driving School. I did not take it through the schools. I can't remember why I went to Alt's, but I remember taking it in the summer. I never did hear whatever happened to that. Maybe the caller knows. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The grocery store would have been Albert.
Albers. Now, where was Albers?
Well, where Sack and Save was.
Oh, that was the original store there.
I think so.
Now, was there anything between Albers and Sack and Save?
Just now, I got to turn my radio down. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I say, was there any stores in there between Albers and Sack and Save?
No, it would have been the same store.
Because I remember somebody told me at one point that that was either a Big Bear or a Kroger, but that's not true, right?
Oh, no.
No. Now,
at least I don't remember. And no, Kroger's was at one time down on the corner of Columbia and South Main. I remember, I believe they were there. And then Big Bear was up on North Main Street. Close to the Catholic Church.
Hmm. Now, those buildings are both gone now, aren't
they? They are,
yeah.
Yes.
When did that move happen? Do you know about what year those stores started?
Oh, no, I don't know.
It's kind of interesting because until this new little market, which I think is just dealing in healthy foods, is put up, I don't think there's been a grocery store in downtown Marion, a full-service grocery store, in quite some time.
Oh, I don't think there was ever one right uptown. It would be like at the edge of town, or not edge, but away from uptown, but they were still considered uptown, but not in the busy, busy part.
Hmm, that's interesting. Well, hey, I thank you for the information.
All right, thank you.
Bye. Well, that's interesting, because I know in my lifetime, I don't remember a grocery store in downtown Marion. I remember little like grocery shops, but I don't remember a full service grocery store. Now, I do remember the Second Save on Center Street. That was I don't even know what that building's called now. I remember it became Marion Rental after Second Save moved out, but I don't know what that area is called now. They're across from what used to be Alt's Driving Academy, which I think is a vacant building now. And I don't know what happened to Alt's. Did Alt's leave town? Are they gone? I have not seen them in any other place, but they were there on the corner of Greenwood and Center for a long, long time. I think they were one of the few private driving academies here in Marion. I don't know what happened to the Alt's Driving School. One day it was there, and the next day it was gone. Kind of like GTE. One day it was there, the next day it was gone. Everything comes and goes. But people are making a lot of progress now, putting things back into certain spots and taking buildings that have been vacant for a long time and doing things with them. That's a great thing. That's how we get progress. And I keep saying one of the great success stories of Marion is North Main Street. And North Main Street might not be the what people would call the best part of town, but, you know, I'll tell you, I was on North Main Street yesterday as I was coming to the radio station here, and they've got a McDonald's that is super busy. They've got the only Rally's in town, which is busy. They've got the only Dairy Queen in town, which is busy, and a nice place that's open year-round now. They have got Victor's Tacos, the only Victor's Tacos in town, which seems to be busy over there. They've got a Taco Bell over there now. They've got a Subway over there now. They have got $2 stores. I believe it's a Dollar General and a Family Dollar, probably within a mile of each other. What is it about North Main Street that has caused that kind of development? We never talk about North Main Street, ever. Now, we talk about downtown quite a bit, and rightly so, and certainly we talk about the east side of Marion with Meijer and Walmart and all that, but we never talk about North Main Street. I never hear anybody championing North Main Street or saying, boy, look at the development over there. I don't know what has caused all that. I think North Main Street right now probably is just about as developed as the south side of Marion. Now, I know the south side of Marion has Kroger, which does a lot of business over there. But outside of that, I mean, you have East of Chicago Pizza on the south side. You have some dollar stores. I think there's a Dollar General store out there on the south end. And you do have a McDonald's, and you do have a Wendy's, and you do have Arby's and so on and so forth. But I'll tell you, North Main Street is not far behind the South End now. The South End has mostly become medical at this point. But North Main Street has become a little area of commerce. And as you come up Fairground, when you're in the Fair Park area, there's a little area of commerce there. You've got Genova's Pizza, and you've got Mega Moo, which has done very well, still in business there. You've got a gas station. You've got the Duke gas station there. You have car washes, and you have a full-service grocery store there. The, what is it called, King Saver? You have the drive-thru. I don't know if it's still called Dino's or not there on Fairground, but you've got the drive-thru. You have a whole area of commerce there. If you take that little hub of Fairground Street and North Main Street, which is probably, all be told, less than 2 miles there, that is a lot of business, considering it's the north end of town. Why do you think that is? What is going on in that area that causes that? Because there are no schools over there that I can think of. Fair Park has Taft Elementary, but that's in Fair Park. It's not in the area with the stores. There's no stores on, no schools on North Main Street at this point, not close to any schools in Marion. I don't know what that development is on North Main Street. The Aquatic Center is over there. Lincoln Park is over there. But other than that, I don't know. I really don't know. We have the old Smith Cardinal down there, which is, the building's gone now. Bob Smith, who was a great, great guy, loved having him on the radio a few years ago talking about everything that went on at Smith Cardinal. That was such a unique grocery store. Anyway, does anybody have any ideas on the development of North Main Street and why it's never talked about? I mean, I guess we talk about it, but it's not talked about in terms like downtown Marion or the east side of Marion or even the south side. Why is downtown or North Main Street not touted like other parts of Marion? Any guesses? Or why are people building over there? What is making that such a very interesting, busy part of Marion? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't get over there very often, but they're definitely doing something right. Does anybody remember the grocery stores in downtown Marion or any of the developments along Center Street that you find of particular interest? Would love to hear from you. 47 minutes past the hour this morning. 740-383-9944. Or does anybody know what makes good coffee? Is it the stronger, the better? Is it dictated by the person? Is that what makes coffee better? I know people drink it differently. Some people put sugar. Some people put milk in it. Maybe it just depends. Maybe it's just your taste. And we also have our trivia questions today, which we have the slogans here, but we do not have the breakfast food. We've only gotten one of these this morning. Now, again, here are the slogans, and we're looking for the breakfast foods. Full of surprises, the simpler the better. It tastes like a chocolate milkshake. The best to you each morning. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. What breakfast foods are those the slogans for? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any comments on the election last night? Had some interesting comments in hour number one this morning. A strange election, to be sure. But again, Mayor Schertzer was reelected with 50% of the vote. Kevin Norris, the Republican, 41%. Sue McGowan, the Independent, ended up with 380 votes. Was that a surprise to anybody? We heard a lot about Sue. She was at the League of Women Voters. She did a lot of media. She was in the Marion Star quite a bit. Did it shock anybody that Sue only ended up with 380 votes for mayor of Marion? Was that a shocking thing? Haven't talked a whole lot about that. And it's, I don't know. When you look back at it, can an independent really run for an office like mayor? It's such a big job. I think that people look at that job in a little different way. But we certainly cannot discount independents because, to my knowledge, for the first time in Marion history, in the 6th Ward, last night, Kathy Swanger, an independent, defeated the Republican. Kathy defeated Billy Mayberry, 52% to 47%. She'll be the new councilperson in the 6th Ward, Kathy Swanger. But did it help her that she ran as an independent? Did people see that as not being a Democrat? I don't know. It's fascinating when you go back and look at it. That's why elections are fascinating. You never know what's going to happen until the night it happens, and then we just talk about it the next day and say this is what it is. I don't know where we'll go in the next 4 years, or the next year for that matter. I know that heading into a presidential year, that's always the year we have the highest voter turnout, so next year will be a big one. I don't know if it'll be as big as 2016, which I think broke a lot of records, but it'll be a big one next year. There's no doubt about that. I think a lot of people this morning woke up and were just exhausted. I think there's so much preparation that goes into election day, and there's so much anxiety which can exhaust you, and there's so much just hysteria. People have got to get out and vote. People have got to get to work. People have got to do this. People have got to do that. That I think sometimes election day, being in the middle of the week on a Tuesday like it is, it just wears people out. And then they've got to go back to work on Wednesday. It's not the weekend. And I think they're just really knocked out. Which, there has always been this question, should we have election day on a Tuesday? Because people do work. Do you think that really prevents people from going out and voting? There are so many ways to vote now. You can vote absentee, you can vote early. So if you want to vote on the weekend, you certainly can do it now. There are hours at the Board of Elections for weekend voting as we lead into elections. So should it be changed away from a Tuesday? Also, election time usually now, the way we do the time change comes right after the time change. We have the time change on Sunday morning, and we have the election on Tuesday. So it's really a week that kind of throws people into the ringer. 52 minutes past the hour. Don't forget this morning, the Charlie Evers Show comes up 10 a.m. until 12 noon. And then we've got Progressive Life with Glenn Coble from 12:15 to 1 today. And then Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman from 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon tonight from 6:10 until 7 p.m. You're not going to want to miss that. And speaking of the Trinity Baptist Church, we've got a neighborhood supper, free meal, second Tuesday of each month, 5:15 p.m. at the Trinity Baptist Church. So don't miss that. Go ahead, caller.
Well, hello. I'm not going to tell you who I am, but good morning.
Good morning. I recognize the voice.
The best to you each morning wasn't a specific cereal. It was Kellogg's little jingle.
So it was more than just one particular cereal.
Right, right.
So the best to you each morning, because I have it written down as Frosted Flakes. Now, that is a Kellogg's cereal, right?
I believe it is, yes.
But it was for all their cereals. The best to you...
From what I remember, yes, yes.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, do you know, do they still use a lot of jingles with cereal? I don't see a whole lot of them anymore.
You don't, do you?
No, I don't know what's happened with that.
And then the, today is the first day of the rest of your life, of course. That is total.
Total. Now, why is that the slogan for Total Cereal?
I think it has to do with that they're trying to tell you it's a healthy cereal will help you to have a nice long life.
Is it, today is the first day of the rest of your life. I don't think I've ever eaten Total Cereal. What is in Total? Isn't it just a flaky cereal?
Yeah, it tastes like cardboard. I mean,
that's why it's the first.
Total either.
You can get a paper cut on your tongue.
There you go.
So that's why it's the first day of the rest of your life, because you might not have much life left after that.
Yeah, that could be.
You get a paper cut on your tongue like that, that could be a rough way to go.
Yes, it could.
Do they still put toys in cereal?
Not like they used to. I don't think they do.
What happened to all this stuff?
I don't know. I don't know. I think a lot of it's liability. They're afraid that some child's going to swallow the toy or something. I don't know.
We used to have toys in cereal. We used to have toys in Happy Meals. We had, are they still in Happy Meals? It's been so long since I've ordered a Happy Meal.
I believe that Happy Meals still have toys, yes.
Boy, but people don't talk about them like they used to. That used to be a collector's dream, those Happy Meal toys.
Yes.
Well,
yes, they were.
It's interesting. Well, hey, thanks you for calling in.
Well, you know what? I don't think I'm eligible for any prizes, but thanks for asking.
Well, no, I appreciate you calling. Any big guests on the show coming up Monday? Do we know yet?
Monday, I'm working on a couple of different leads, but don't have a definite yet. So,
well, it'll be fun, I'm sure. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yes, be listening to Mike Wilson on Monday afternoon, about 5:15 till 6.
5:10 to 6. And thanks for the election coverage last night.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
That was fun.
That was fun.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. We did have a lot of fun last night, that is for sure. 55 and a half minutes past the hour, 4.5 left to go before we wrap up the big show today. But Mike took care of a couple for us there. Today is the first day of the rest of your life is total. Why that's the slogan for total, I have no idea. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the trivia about the chocolate milkshake, would have that been Ovaltine?
Not Ovaltine, but that's a good guess. You know, I don't think I've ever had Ovaltine either. Is Ovaltine just chocolate milk?
I don't remember. I think it's more different. It's a different consistency than milk, but
wasn't
it's
it
been
a,
years ago.
Wasn't it a powder you dump into
used
water
to be.
Or
yeah,
milk
used
or something?
To be.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they sell it anymore.
I don't know. Tang and Ovaltine. I don't know if they're still out there on the markets or not.
Oh, I don't know about Tang either.
Yeah.
It was good. It was pretty good.
It was good. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It was not Ovaltine. Ovaltine did have an interesting jingle, though, if I remember right. I don't remember what it was, but I know. Does anybody remember what the Ovaltine jingle was? Oh, boy, it's right on the tip of my tongue. Ovaltine had a little jingle. On television for selling Ovaltine. What was Ovaltine's jingle? Does anybody remember that? Was anybody an Ovaltine drinker? 740-383-9944. But the slogans we have left here, it tastes like a chocolate milkshake. What breakfast item is that? The simpler the better. We don't have the simpler the better yet. Does anybody know which one that is? Full of surprises. Does anybody know what breakfast food that is? So those are the three we're down to. Full of surprises, the simpler the better. It tastes like a chocolate milkshake. Does anybody know what breakfast foods those are the slogans for? 740-383-9944. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, was the chocolate milkshake Cocoa Puffs cereal?
Not Cocoa Puffs, but you're getting closer.
Oh, okay.
All
thank
right,
you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Not Cocoa Puffs. Now, Cocoa Puffs are like Kix cereal, but chocolate, if I remember right. Isn't that Cocoa Puffs? Kix cereal, but just chocolate? I think that's right. And they have that bird. What kind of bird was that on the Cocoa Puffs? Box. Wasn't the bird named Sunny or something like that? I don't know what kind of bird that was. Was it even a bird? I don't remember. Now, I remember Fruit Loops. Now, who was Fruit Loops? Fruit Loops, I think, was Toucan Sam, I think was the name there. But not Cocoa Puffs. The slogans for the breakfast foods we're looking for, full of surprises. Nobody's gotten that one yet. The simpler, the better. Nobody's gotten that one yet. And it tastes like a chocolate milkshake. Does anybody know what breakfast foods those are the slogans for? Full of surprises, the simpler the better, and it tastes like a chocolate milkshake. Those are the slogans that we're looking for breakfast foods for. 59 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Don't forget this show's on every morning from 8 to 10 a.m., about a quarter after 8 until 10 a.m. We certainly enjoy getting up with you and doing this. We do have tickets to the Columbus Zoo left. And remember, those tickets to the Columbus Zoo are good through January, I think January the 5th. So they run through the zoo lights, which will be coming up here momentarily at the Columbus Zoo. We had a lot of fun last night with election night, and we're going to have a lot of fun with the programming today. Charlie Evers will follow this program in about 10 minutes. Glenn Coble a little bit after noon. Nate Redman today a little bit after 4 o'clock, and the Trinity Baptist Church a little bit after 6 o'clock. But I'm done for the day. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk.
When we're joined, this is great pride and privilege, for the first time by Joy Behar. You told a story on The Tonight Show after you left The View with Jay Leno that Barbara had threatened to fire you at one point.
No, she did fire me. She didn't
did
threaten
fire.
To fire me.
She fired you.
Yeah, she told me she was not renewing my contract. You know, I spilled the beans inadvertently about Rosie O'Donnell coming on the show. to the press, and Barbara was about to announce it on the Emmys, and she had a fit, and she was furious with me, and she fired me. She said, "I'm not renewing a contract," on the phone. I was like, "Well, it was a mistake," and she said, "It was a big mistake." And then she went after like a half an hour.
I typed in your name last night. Uh, some,